Hi, I am Amy Rylance. I am the Assistant Director of Health Improvement at Prostate Cancer UK.
Thank you, Amy. Well, a very, very warm welcome to the show. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a really interesting, and also, I suppose the key thing, really practically extremely useful as well in terms of its outputs, research study that Prostate Cancer UK is funding. I wonder if you could tell us a bit about this kind of screening and genetic study that you're looking at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. So at the moment, when we diagnose men with prostate cancer, we know that there is a cohort of men who have localized curable prostate cancer. But when we give them the curative treatment, whether that is surgery or radiotherapy, there will be some men whose cancer comes back. And at the moment, we have no way of knowing at diagnosis which men have that really aggressive disease that actually our current attempts to cure that prostate cancer are not going to be good enough. And so this research is about developing a blood test at diagnosis that would tell us which men have that disease that has the potential to be deadly so that we can design new treatments and we can more actively monitor those men to stop their cancer becoming a killer.
Yeah, no, it sounds fantastically useful. So, I mean, it sounds kind of like essentially it's really about, early screening for that aggressive disease to then presumably enable, perhaps a more aggressive treatment approach earlier on, or, just to attack it quicker.
Yeah, so crucially, this test is about testing people after diagnosis because it's looking for genetic signatures. And some of those genetic signatures will be present from birth. And so, actually, this genetic signature won't tell you whether or not somebody has got prostate cancer. But what it will tell you is for the men where we know they have prostate cancer, which cancers are going to behave the most aggressively. And exactly as you say, we want to match the aggressiveness of the cancer with the aggressiveness of our treatment. So we don't want to be giving anyone unnecessary cancer treatments. Cancer treatments are notoriously very challenging on human bodies. And so we want to give people the absolute bare minimum of treatment that is going to keep them safe, keep them alive from their cancer. And so it enables us to tailor treatment plans to make sure that we're giving the right men the right treatment.
And in terms of the sort of fantastic science that's, that's going on here to create this fantastic tool, I mean, I've just been looking into just a little bit of the details, and it sounds to me a bit like, I don't know whether listeners will probably be familiar with things like, the 100,000 Genomes Project, obviously that the NHS carried out a few years ago now, where they analysed obviously lots of people's DNA samples. It sounds like that is essentially going on here. So we're getting, samples from patients and looking through huge amounts of data, but it sounds like you're actually using things like AI tools and things like that to help you mine into the massive data sets you've got.
Absolutely. So we have samples from 2,000 men who have had prostate cancer. And what we're looking at is the DNA within those samples. Now, just to put this into perspective, a single cell contains over 6 foot of DNA data. Now, each sample will contain hundreds of thousands of cells. And so that is more data than any human being can possibly analyze. But by using computers, by using AI, we can search for patterns within that data. So we know that some of those samples come from men who were treated with radiotherapy and yet their cancer came back. Now, can we use the AI to spot the signature effectively of that really aggressive cancer that is so resistant to being cured, because that is what will then enable us to apply that test to men who are newly diagnosed and get that information as to the potential for their cancer to be deadly.
Fantastic. I think as well for listeners listening in, I think that's just a wonderful example of, the AI being put to such good use. I mean, this is just brilliant, isn't it? I mean, I'm sure people sort of have their own, you know, opinions over different, you know, AI things coming to the workplace and everything like this. But what a wonderful example of using this for the good of people.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, pattern recognition is something that computers are very good at, and they're a lot better at than human beings at that kind of mass data pattern recognition. So we are really excited about this research because we think it will unlock knowledge that will enable us to save men's lives.
Fantastic. And in terms of the, you know, where this research is all being carried out, because I'd really love people, if they, you know, if they're listening today and find this interesting, I'd love for them to sort of delve a bit more into this. I think it's primarily being carried out at the University College London, isn't it? By, and I hope I'm going to say the surname correctly, Professor Rosalind Ehlers, who sounds like a leading expert in this field. You know, she's been doing loads of these kind of projects on screening and genetic testing. So it sounds like it really is just such a wonderful, exciting project. I'd love people to, you know, read up a bit more about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Prostate Cancer UK website has lots of information about the research that we fund. Professor Ehlers is at the Institute of Cancer Research. And this particular trial will be using samples from men who have already been diagnosed. But Professor Ehlers is also part of other research studies that we fund that are looking earlier in the pathway. So can we spot genetic signatures in men who are not yet diagnosed with prostate cancer? Can we use genetics to understand risk of prostate cancer? And those trials are very much recruiting people. So actually, here's a really good point to start talking about risk factors. So what we know about prostate cancer is that some groups of men are at significantly higher risk. So if you have a family history of prostate cancer, so your dad or your brother has had it, but also if you are a Black man, your risk is significantly higher. One in four Black men will get prostate cancer in their lifetime. And part of Professor Ehlers' research is to look for the genetic reasons for that so that we can get better at screening for those men. But right now, it's really important to say that Prostate Cancer UK have an online risk checker. So anyone who is concerned about prostate cancer can just Google the Prostate Cancer Risk Checker, answer a couple of quick questions, understand more about their risk, and then crucially, what they can do about it if they are at higher risk.
Well, thank you. I mean, that sounds like an extremely useful tool. So thank you for that. Really appreciate it. And I'd love to just, you know, very briefly touch on this. And I don't know if it'll be sort of, you know, too difficult to sort of say, obviously, off the top of your head. But I was just wondering in terms of, because, I mean, it sounds like such wonderful research like this is going on in the background that people may or may not be aware of. But in terms of your own views, you know, looking at all this research, what does the future look like, you know, in terms of prostate cancer diagnosis and treatment to you, Amy? Are you very optimistic about it, you know, given all this great research going on? I just wonder what it's like from your perspective, really, looking at all of this research day to day.
I am very optimistic, and I have had the great privilege of working at Prostate Cancer UK for almost 6 years now, and I can see how much things have changed just inside those 6 years and how much life expectancy has increased, how much the amount of harm that happens during the diagnostic pathway has reduced, how much safer, more accurate it is to diagnose prostate cancer today. And so this is an incredibly fast-moving space. And that gives me a huge amount of hope. But there is still more to be done. We can't just leave it to chance. And that is why we are continuing to invest in prostate cancer research that enables us to answer some of the big questions around how we save more men's lives.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Amy. And I do hope anyone listening in does decide to go ahead, read a bit more about this and perhaps decide to donate to your research efforts as well. And I'll let you go, Amy, but I just want to thank you very much indeed for chatting to me today. It's been, yeah, wonderful to have you. So thank you.
Thanks, Ben.